Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined this morning. Welcome back to The Morning Show with John and Hugh. Mike Conning, man of many hats, joining us this morning. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Mike Conti, is Mateus Hosseto potentially going to be a fan favorite in your eyes?
If he scores more goals like he did on Saturday, he will. There's not much doubt about that. I mean, that was a really pretty goal, a clutch moment. I thought he had some really good moments of individual brilliance in the second half of that match as Atlanta United was trying to kind of find a late winner. I think Hosseto's role within the starting 11 might still be a little bit unclear. And I say that only because he wasn't there on Saturday, but he's only been with the team for a week. Mm-hmm. So Hosseto can fill a number of different roles. You know, you saw him playing as a central midfielder on Saturday, and my guess is that's probably where he's going to play the most for Atlanta United, but he's one who can play on a wing. I would assume he could probably play wing back, which means Atlanta United would have some depth on the left side with George Bello now out on the right side where, you know, Brooks Lennon kind of has that spot locked down right now. So I'll be very curious to see how this evolves over the next really 8 days going into the first competitive match of the season down in Honduras against Motagua. My guess is because Hosseto has not been with the team all that long yet, I don't think it's a lock that he would start against Motagua a week from tomorrow.
So what did you see Saturday that was most telling and relates to the upcoming season?
I thought the first group really dominated, as they should, against the second division team. I thought, you know, Barco, Pitti, Joseph, you know, had complete control of the match. That group had total control. Anton Walks looked good as a left wing back. That's something that we haven't really seen a whole lot from him. I thought he looked good there. George Campbell, an 18-year-old homegrown player, looked very confident, very comfortable at center back, probably someone who has played his way into some first-team minutes. So those were very encouraging signs. I also think it wasn't 100% there yet from a continuity standpoint. I think you still saw those little mistakes, those turnovers, those moments of dispossession, which tells you they're not fully 100% ready yet, but they're close. And that's okay. You're in the preseason. That's the reason why you play these preseason fixtures. Part of it is experimentation, and part of it is just building game reps and working out the kinks. And I like the fact that they're down in Guadalajara. They're going to play another friendly tomorrow night against Leones Negros. That'll be their last one, and they're playing it on a Tuesday night, which means not only do you get accustomed to altitude, but now you're in kind of a game week schedule where you play Tuesday night, you come back to Atlanta, and then you play again next Tuesday against Motagua down in Honduras, and hopefully you'll be a little bit more acclimated to the altitude.
Mike Conning joining us this morning, of course, as we talk about the Atlanta United. George Bell slammed his head into the turf. How's he doing?
Yeah, that was scary. He's back in Atlanta. He went to hospital. It's very fortunate. I want to really credit the crew at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, where we were playing on Saturday. They were right on it. They had paramedics right there. They have a very, very good hospital that's within a couple hundred yards of the stadium. And it's my understanding George was cared for very well. So he's back in Atlanta. He's got a head injury. And they're going to evaluate him over the next couple weeks, they said. So I would assume that George Bello not only is not down in Guadalajara right now, but that probably puts his status for this first series of the CONCACAF Champions League against Motagua in doubt. And it's just so unfortunate because he's been so unlucky with injuries, as you guys know. Did not play a single league match last year after suffering an injury shortly after playing Herediano in the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions League. He's such a nice young man, a great player, someone who I know this team is counting on. And you just hate to see these injuries continue to happen for him. But more than anything else, you're just happy he's okay, because that was really scary. They strapped him to a backboard. They had to immobilize his head and neck. Atlanta United gave up a goal right after, which shows you that mentally they were probably not in the match at that point. They were very, very concerned. And it's good news that George is back in Atlanta, and it sounds like for the long term he's going to be okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.